This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There was a headline in the Wall Street Journal that grabbed my eye this morning. S&P, Moody's, and Fitch, it said, the big three ratings firms, currently issue more than 95% of all global bond ratings. It caught my eye because one of the big reasons the financial crisis happened was that S&P, Moody's, and Fitch were issuing more than 95% of all global bond ratings. And they're doing it badly. AAA ratings for all my friends. Dodd-Frank, the Financial Reform Act, did have a key provision about the raters, but much does seem to be as it was. Timothy Martin had the byline on the Journal piece today. Tim, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Things you say are basically exactly as they were in 2008 with the ratings agencies.
Well, more than just exactly the same. In fact, they're a little bit better for the three largest rating firms, S&P, Moody's, and Fitch. They were vilified coming out of the crisis for their role in the housing market collapse, but here we are 7 years later, they're bigger and stronger than ever.
And they're making oodles of money.
They are. They've since diversified what types of deals they rate. They're more relevant than ever. We've had this debt wave where we're seeing near historic levels or historic levels of debt issuance. And those deals need a S&P, Moody's, or Fitch rating. It's benefited their bottom line. They've, you know, very smartly pivoted and made more of their businesses, expanded business lines beyond just rating deals as well.
What penalties have there been, if any, fines and all of that coming out of the financial crisis on the big ratings agencies?
Big rating firms had just as much scrutiny as banks and other big players in the financial collapse. But when you look at the settlements, they've paid a fraction. They've paid $1.9 billion, and that stands in contrast with the banks, who are closer to $190 billion in settlements and fines.
You quote Phil Angelides, who led the Bipartisan Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission, as saying that the system, the ratings system that we have, is still fundamentally flawed. If that's the case, why are we still using it?
Well, you know, I think Warren Buffett called Moody's and S&P basically the tollway to the debt markets. They're a necessary part.
And Warren Buffett, we should say, owns a big ratings agency.
Yes, yes, Moody's. He has a large ownership stake there. Big investors still rely heavily on S&P, Fitch, and Moody's when buying fixed income securities. They have written in their investor guidelines, we cannot buy a debt deal that is not rated. So the rating agencies are still woven into the fabric of the financial markets.
Is there change afoot at all, or is this what we've got and we're going to have to deal with it?
When you talk to the rating firms, they will talk your ear off about how much they've changed. And to a certain extent, they have a point. Before the crisis, there was no regulatory body. Now they have a special SEC division dedicated to policing them. Rating firms themselves say they've beefed up their compliance and risk departments and have created new teams, different asset classes, people from different departments talk to each other to identify, potential risk in the markets. But many things still remain the same as they did in the past.
Timothy Martin writes for the Wall Street Journal today about the ratings agencies. Tim, thanks very much.
Thank you.